Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Nick Smith with Hoosier Wind Supply, which is a locally owned supplier of plumbing, kitchen, bath, cabinets, countertops, you name it.
All kinds of stuff.
PVC, closets.
Shower doors.
Shower doors.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we do with Basco, and we also have
looking at all of his catalogs.
I know, right?
I'm like, there's cool
You're
stuff here.
You're gonna have to describe these things.
Yeah. Basco and Rota. Really? Rota is some of the higher end heavy glass one. So they're 3/8 inch thick glass. So it's they're all nice products. Toto is something we're exclusive dealer here in Bloomington for Toto.
What's Toto?
Toto mainly
Other
the
than a dog in the Wizard of Oz.
You've never sat on a Toto toilet?
They have a plant is toilets. Mm-hmm. They started in Japan. They do have a local plant here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And their main claim to fame is toilets.
Yep.
Toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see them in a lot of nice hotels too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know this.
You don't stay in nice hotels.
Apparently not. No. This was a brand new host.
For a not for profit.
Maybe.
So.
Wow, so, they got some pretty stuff in here. Not just.
Yeah. No, and they do. And they branch on other things. There's faucets. Mainly bathroom items. They've branched into sinks and pedestal sinks and. Freestanding sinks and under counter sinks and all kinds of different kinds of faucets and
very sleek looking, very modern, most
everything is chrome, mm-hmm. some brushed nickel, and that's their two finishes.
Ooh, these rain shower heads.
Oh yeah. Nice. Well, this is all current stuff. I mean, I think that's what people, when you go to a big box store, you don't necessarily get all the new current design trends, and that's what you guys are offering.
Because it's
all the really cool things.
I mean, a lot of the stuff is so slow, they have to go through other corporate buyers, and they have to okay it, and then, I mean, it's just a very slow process.
Right. So, that's why I said hidden gem right here.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Check it out.
All the way to, look at this tub.
Oh, I know.
I mean, this
cool?
is a cool oblong tub.
Putting something like that in a spec house, it's very cool.
Thank you.
Yes. It's a very cool
thing. And it's freestanding.
Yes.
It's not the kind that.
Looks like an egg almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're lovely. And it looks like you can get them jetted and not jetted.
And the barn door style shower doors. Look how cool those are.
Yeah.
Ooh, those are cool.
Aren't they nice?
Okay, people, you need to go
to check it out.
Supply and check out all this stuff.
My wife already made me change out two of my bathrooms. Already changed out the toilets and faucets to Toto. My wife likes it. Changed that Upton faucet right there and the Drake 2 toilet. Mm-hmm. So really like them. We haven't had to plunge any of the toilets yet. That's always a bonus.
That is a bonus.
No one's ever in that kind of a mood that they want to plunge a toilet.
No.
You need to teach your boys early.
Yes.
So I was like, you got the $100 toilet that comes with a plunger. Yeah. You can spend a little bit more, and it doesn't come in a plunger.
I didn't realize
See,
that.
Now, the last time we replaced a toilet, well, it was one of those quickie, I have to do it kind of things, because we had taken it apart so we could paint the bathroom.
Sure, yeah.
And paint behind the toilet.
And we were putting it back together, my husband and I, and I was holding the back of it. I was holding it, and I had to hold the inside screw or bolt, you know.
Uh-huh.
And my husband made the mistake, or I was the one turning the bolt. My husband had the wrench on the outside holding the nut. And he made the mistake of saying, oh, you're not going to be able to get it tight enough.
And crack.
Ooh. He forgot that I build with Habitat. And all of a sudden it went, and I said, I don't think that was a good idea.
No.
You shouldn't have said that.
So it was his fault. I like it.
It was his fault. Yeah.
He challenged me. So we went to the Habitat Restore.
Of course.
Bought a toilet right away because it was like Saturday at 4.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and you weren't looking to do a remodel.
No.
There's a difference there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love that you have all this really cool stuff, though.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's so.
Yeah, we're gonna bring some of that to the home shows next month.
Yeah.
So we'll have some of that there to show and definitely the brochures to look at and
right.
Yeah.
I know. One time we took a toilet. as HFI because we do plumbing as well, right?
Sure.
And we took a job. People wanted to just say, is it functional? I'm like, it's sitting on a slab of concrete in a warehouse. I know it's not functional. But we put Tootsie Rolls in it, and they thought that was funny.
Did people actually want to sit on it to see how comfortable it was?
No, when I put the Tootsie Rolls in it, they thought it was funny because they were Tootsie Rolls in a toilet. You know.
Yeah, I think... Well, like just watch out for little kids.
Some of them were a little scared to grab it. So I suggest it's definitely people come and look at your... So put some Tootsie Rolls.
Put some Tootsie Rolls in there. I never thought about that. I do like your idea, though.
Good idea. Good marketing. Idea.
Keeps marketing. The kids from using it on accident.
Hopefully.
So, and their hands were in it, which I don't know. Their parents probably didn't like that very much. But
it's a just new toilet.
Just reassure them it's a new toilet. It hasn't been used before.
It's not a recycle. Exactly. I had it in a bowl. I didn't have it in the bowl. I had a bowl in
you,
the bowl.
You could just
Okay. I thought you put it in the toilet. No, you put a bowl in the toilet.
In the bowl of the toilet.
She left that little.
I know. It's all about the details.
Oh, look at some of these showers.
I know. They're beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to use that.
Why?
I'd be afraid to. Well, number one, everybody can see me. Not that people walk in my bathroom all the time. But yeah, they have come a long way in shower doors.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I can remember one of the first houses we bought. We had shower doors on it, and the first thing I did was rip those suckers off because they were just hard to clean.
Yes. Yes.
You know, they had these wacko tracks that. But these are awesome shower doors.
Yeah, especially the rotor ones. They, you know, all these we can get where they come. They treat them.
Mm-hmm.
They treat them so that way they repel the soap scum and they clean easier, so you don't have the nightmare with it. And you get the ones that are trackless, so you don't have to fight the metal, clean the metal track all the way around them.
Mm-hmm.
And the clear ones, the advantage of clear ones, you can see how clean it is.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you go to clean it, you know, if I get an obscure glass, is it really clean or is it just, or not? You know, you really still can't tell.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely. And you can get it obscure if you want, but you can get it polluted. You can get it, you know, with leaves in it. They call it autumn. You can get a bevel. Wow. There are so many
cool
options.
Things. Yeah.
This is awesome.
And their plant is over in Ohio. So that's all, again,
local
type of U.S. Definitely U.S. So, yeah, they're one or two of their plant. So,
you get handles. Wow, this is fancy stuff. I am so impressed.
It's very nice, yeah.
I did not know. How come I did not know?
I don't know.
Because I thought they had PVC.
Go to the home show and you'll see a lot more.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But tell us where you're located again, because I want people to be able to come and find you.
1928 West Arlington Road in Bloomington. If you take
so you're on the north side?
North
of...
side. Take Walnut North and you turn west on 17th Street. Mm-hmm. You go to the new roundabout there. You're going to turn north on the roundabout. Mm-hmm. And you go about a mile up. We're on the right-hand side. It's a tan type of building. We have a sign outside. It says Hoosier Wind Supply on it. If you cross over 46, you've gone too far. And
I bet you're getting a lot of business lately with
Vernal,
I-69.
With Vernal, and the Vernal Pike has closed up now, so traffic has definitely picked up. Definitely picked up along there now. And, of course, last summer the bridge was closed over 37 farther up, so that kind of hurt business a little bit. But now it's in just the opposite where it's really gotten busy now because of the Vernal Pike changeup.
Right.
Yeah. People are scattered. And don't ever go on 3rd Street, people, because right now it's crazy busy on 3rd Street. Yeah, it's been bad.
Yeah. All over town it always is.
Yeah. So
it's crazy.
It's just people are trying to find their way. I mean, it usually takes me 10 minutes to get to work, and I live on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken me a good 20 minutes for the last 2 weeks.
I like it. I live in the south side, and I drive to Hoosier Wind Supply, and I like the Vernal Pike light is gone. So,
yeah.
I mean, especially around
that experience. Yeah.
On a Friday night at like 4 or 5 o'clock, you try to drive along. You can just breeze right by there before that light would back up.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
You'd have to wait 2 or 3 times to get through that light.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... It's
our office
awesome.
Used to be off of Vernal Pike, which is now Fountain Drive.
There you go.
They changed the name of our street.
Oh.
So again, tell us the phone number, and do you have a website that people can go to?
The website is more geared towards, it's a very...
Contractors?
Yeah, so it's really not...
go to the website.
But the phone number is 812-822-3533. So if
you're looking for them, you can't find them, call.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or just stop by Arlington Road. The address is 1928 West Arlington Road.
Awesome.
Yes.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me today.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.